Greetings, fellow pilgrims. We're on our walk to Bethlehem. We're now in the second week of Advent. It's the week of peace. And this is Monday, December the 7th, 2020. Today's personal devotional comes from John Pavlovitz's little book called Lo, An Honest Advent Devotional. And it's called Church Close. Church Close. We begin with a reading from the letter from Paul to the Colossians, chapter 3. This is verses 12 through 14. Colossians 3, verses 12 through 14 go like this. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you have a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Amen. John Pavlovitz writes, as a young boy, I hated getting dressed up for church. I can distinctly remember lying on my bed on a Sunday morning, listening to music or reading comic books and getting the dreaded call from outside my bedroom door or from downstairs, get changed for church. It was like being called to the principal's office. Not that I had any firsthand experience of such things. There was something frustrating about taking off whatever I'd been wearing, which I was quite at home in, and putting on stiff, uncomfortable clothes that I never wore except for that hour on Sunday. Who are we trying to impress? I thought to myself. Even then, I couldn't imagine God having a dress code. So it always seemed like the sudden change was really about being acceptable to the people around us at church. I quickly recognized the hypocrisy of what a pastor friend once called the amazing grace face. The amazing grace face. People putting on a showy display of perfection and holding the facade together just long enough to make it to the car. The moment I got home, I'd rocket up the stairs and be out of my church clothes in seconds and back to being myself. Many of us have had a similar experience with religious systems or spiritual community. The awareness that whoever we normally were wasn't quite suitable, that we'd have to make some surface alterations if we wanted to be fully welcomed. The Apostle Paul writes to a group of Jesus followers, reminding them of the only necessary attire, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, love. These things don't come easily, but they also don't require us to change depending on our environment. We don't have to prove our worth or earn our inclusion. When we're cultivating these values internally, people will naturally experience them as they encounter us. So today, don't worry about the surface things. And don't feel pressured to impress anyone. Instead, put on love and simply come as you are. Amen. Our benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the world, guide us and help us today.